You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM and streaming on the WHYY app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. This week, Vanessa Bryant, the wife of late NBA superstar Kobe Bryant, won $16 million in a lawsuit against Los Angeles County over leaked photos of the helicopter crash that claimed the lives of her famous husband, their daughter Gianna, and seven others. The verdict came just 2 days after Kobe's 44th birthday. Locally, there is an effort to honor the legacy of Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter in a very Philadelphia way, with a street named in their honor. The man behind the plan is Leroy McCarthy. The Cheney University grad is a location scout for feature films and television, and he is here. Leroy, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So, first of all, what made you want to pick up the cause to create a Kobe Bryant drive and a Gianna Bryant way?
Well, the street naming is something that Philly does often for various different dignitaries and heroes of the community and the city, and who have contributed greatly. Kobe Bryant is one of the top basketball players in the history of the game. Although he lived in Mainline, he is a son of Philadelphia. His father played for the Sixers, and so that legacy goes back, you know, decades. And recently, Tustin Playground was honored with a refurbished basketball court through the Mamba and Mambacita Foundation, honoring Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant. I just looked at it and like, you know, Overbrook is a great place, and what else can be done? And so knowing how Lancaster Avenue stretches from Philadelphia into Mainline and past Kobe's former home and his high school, I just thought of, like, you know, reaching out to the powers that be to try to have the streets named for Kobe Bryant. And then when I shared this with the estate of Kobe Bryant and the Mamba Mamacita Foundation, they asked, can Gianna be included? I thought about it, you know, she was not born in Philadelphia, but the fact that they refurbished the basketball court, it would be so symbolic to have an intersection with a father and a daughter. Through that, I reached out to the powers that be, and so far I got great feedback. That's pretty much where the genesis came from.
You're not new to this, because I met you a few years ago when you were on a similar quest to rename a street after the late, great 60 Minutes correspondent Ed Bradley, and you were successful in getting that done. You also helped get a street renamed after the Roots. Outside of Philly, you led a campaign to rename a section of St. James Place, Christopher Wallace Way, after the notorious B.I.G. Everybody knows this section of Brooklyn. That's where he was. Also, you led a campaign to get a section of the Lower East Side renamed to Beastie Boys Square. And there's a Wu-Tang Clan district on Staten Island. This is like your thing. What motivates you to do all this?
Well, I worked in film and television for years. I was an intern on He Got Game. So that's how far back I go to 97 working with Spike Lee. And I also work with Lee Daniels on a film of his. With that, I have a knowledge of locations, hip hop, entertainment, sports, and putting those things together with my knowledge of working with government officials, I can reach out to get certain things done to make a film in a neighborhood. I have developed a certain set of skills, which I utilize to do things for projects which I think are needed within the community. You know, somebody like Kobe Bryant, somebody like that contributed to Philadelphia, like the Roots, Ed Bradley, a journalist. I just use my skills, my talents, my knowledge to try to advance it. And Ed Bradley was somebody who was special to me because when I graduated from Cheney in 1992, he was the keynote speaker, and he's also a Cheney University graduate. So along that line, I just reached out to support my brother, Ed Bradley, and now reaching out to honor Kobe Bryant.
Do you have any special connection or story, Black Mamba mentality story you want to share?
It might not be a really good story, but my ex-roommate was married to Kobe Bryant's cousin, and but that's not really a happy story, but I'll leave that at that.
So back to your Philadelphia effort, You mentioned that there had been a possibly good response from the folks you reached out to. What is your hope for a timeline and getting this done?
Well, the timeline I will leave in the hands of the elected officials. Know that they go back to session in September. And hopefully in September, there'll be some activity towards advancing this initiative. Curtis Jones Jr. in Philadelphia is the councilman for North 60th Street, where I would request for Gianna Bryant's street to be named there. As I mentioned, Lancaster Avenue is where Vincent Hughes's jurisdiction is for naming Lancaster Avenue after Kobe Bryant. So hopefully that will come to fruition. And then from there, you know, I would leave it in the hands of the estate for their timing, for dedication. But hopefully there will be something taking place when the time is right.
That was Leroy McCarthy. He is behind the campaign to get a Kobe Bryant Drive and a Gianna Bryant Way. He says you can support the effort by expressing your support to lawmakers in charge of the districts where the streets will be renamed. All the details are on our website at whyy.org. I'm Cherry Gregg, and you are listening to WHYY News.